Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Welcome in, everybody, on this Tuesday afternoon. Tony Gwynn Jr., Chris Ellow is somewhere on the screen. He'll pop up. He's definitely here, though. Matt Scraby also back with us again. And, yeah, we're here, all of us. Same show today. Scraby has come back to his duties. And I don't know, are we going to lose you again here?
No, I'm here with you guys for the foreseeable.
Sounds pretty excited about it.
For the foreseeable future.
Yeah, well, hey, look, it goes both ways, Bal.
Do you just call me Bal or Pal?
Yeah, a little of both.
There's a mixture.
There was a combination of buddy and pal. It came out Bal.
Bal.
Yeah.
You know, I got to say, I'm such a creature of habit. It is too much time between when I'm done with work in the middays and then the game starting. I had 4.5 hours yesterday. It's ridiculous.
Well, Frank Marchese did his thing, but we're happy to have you back.
So. Before we get rolling in this bad boy, San Diego State has made a move today with the baseball program. Pretty big move. I think there's some excitement behind it. Kevin Vance will be named the Aztecs head baseball coach. He currently was serving as the pitching coach for the Arizona Wildcats, who were just eliminated, I believe, from the World Series.
But they got to the World Series.
But they pretty got good. To the World yes. Series. So we actually will have Kevin on tomorrow at about 2:45. So tune in, get a chance to meet your new head baseball coach for San Diego State. Now,
all right. Well, before you get to the Padres, because okay. I'm sure that's where we're going to go.
That's exactly where we're going.
I would like to just scream something off my chest.
Scream it off.
Scream this off my chest. Last Tuesday, I played golf.
Oh, no.
And I did the best I think I've ever done. And the funny thing was, I came in here after that, and I felt really good about how I played, but I didn't talk about it. I didn't go crazy over it. I just kind of settled in with it. A week later, today happened, and I played the worst round I've ever played by a mile. And here's what bothers me more than just playing the worst round of golf I've ever played. I lost 8 golf balls today.
Oof.
8.
Oof.
And that doesn't even begin to tell how bad I was. But here's the thing that bothers me, and I think everyone's going to be able to identify with this out there, even if you don't play golf, because this is not a golf thing. Here's what we all can identify with. I'm 10 times madder and depressed today than I was happy last week.
All right.
Yeah.
And that needs to change. Like, I should have been over the moon last week and not really bothered by it this week. But it's the exact opposite. I am furious right now about how it went.
Or at least have the same level of...
Right, at least fair.
Of one of the, yeah.
But last week I was like, okay, that was really good, and I really felt good, but no big deal. This week I'm livid as all get out.
I 100% remember as a player the feeling I felt when I went 3 for 5,
yes,
4 for 4, or 4 for 5.
Yeah.
Versus the feeling I got when I went 0 for 4. It was so much more heavier and serious that it never matched the same level. Like, I would have been okay with it being that heavy and that serious if the 4 for 5s, 3 for 5s, 5 for 5s felt the same,
yes,
on the other side.
You should have been able to walk on air that night.
Exactly. Never happened. Right. So I can relate.
Right. I think most people can. It's just one of those things. So
all right.
I guess with that said, we're all a lot more pissed off about last night's game than we were happy about Sunday's game.
Yeah. No doubt.
Yeah.
Padres go down 6-3 in last night's ball game. It started off well, I thought. I mean, Ohtani was in there kind of spraying the baseball, and the Padres got a quick run and had a chance for another one. And there is where some of the kind of things that have bothered them, affected them during this course of a tough offensive stretch, hitting with runners in scoring position. They struggled with that last night, had opportunities, didn't cash them in. And really it boiled down to one bad inning for Cease that, you know, outside of a couple hard hit balls, really not a ton of hard hit balls, but nonetheless, they found outfield grass, 5 runs in that inning, and the Padres couldn't really do enough to come back. They got the solo shot from Manny. Outside of that inning, Cease was good. I mean, the first 3 innings, he was lights out.
I thought he had no hit stuff there for a little bit.
He did.
And like, no one was even hitting the ball. I think he struck out five batters. So
he struck out the first five. I mean, the first double or that he gave up where he had to go out of the stretch, it seemed like that's when everything kind of went cattywampus for the rest of that inning.
It did, and the Dodgers give them credit. I mean, I don't know. I think Ruben Niebla had already been out to visit him earlier in that inning, so he couldn't go break the momentum with a second visit, or he'd had to take him out of the game. But it did. It begged for, you know, Dylan to be able to, you know, walk around the mound and take some time. But remember now, baseball doesn't let you do that anymore because the clock's going. You got to get back up there and throw another pitch. And you know, there for 4 or 5 pitches, the Dodgers were sitting and hitting everything. But you're right, Tony. The game was not decided there. The game was decided in the two opportunities earlier in the game that the Padres had with men on base and the ability to get them in. They didn't. And you got to tack on those, right? I mean, Arise was on second with one out in the first inning. After Sheets, Edmund made a hell of a play on that. And by the way, Freddie Freeman made an even better play.
Yes,
I don't know too many first basemen who can dive for a ball, miss it, and get up and still get back over to the bag to catch the throw. That's a high
IQ play. It's not that there's first basemen can't get up. They just usually wouldn't look behind them to see if their second baseman
A play that was. I haven't seen too many first basemen do that. So they didn't get that second run in the first inning off of Shohei. And then they had twice in the game where they had the Bogarts doubled in a run in the fourth inning, and he was at second with nobody out, and he never moved. And same thing happened later in the game. I think it was Sheets had a double. So you got to, hitting situations, which they were so good at early in the year, getting, that runner to third so you get a chance to get him in on a ground ball or a sack fly. They didn't really do that, and I thought that really hurt them.
It's if I'm being honest, it's such a big difference when you got Crone kind of swinging the bat well. Just think, because that's the spot that came up a couple times with in that spot there, and he, out of the rest of the group in that bottom four, is the guy that you have the expectation that he can come through in that spot. When he did it the day before in Arizona, I mean, that kind of changed the rest of the way that ball game went when he hit that homer.
Right.
And that's the part of the lineup right now that needs him even more. It was a little bit different when you have length in a lineup and you have guys. You know, last year it was Peralta and Solano that could hit at the bottom of the lineup, turn it over, and set the table. Clearly right now the Padres are struggling at that portion of the lineup, and they need guys to kind of come through. But specifically, it makes Crony and Bogey even more important.
Yes, because if they're not doing it at 5-6
– right.
You know, we're not getting much 7-8-9. And I said this last week, Tony, because it was hard to say and hard to admit, but I felt that the Dodgers, as they're constructed at the moment, their lineup just is better than ours. I mean, I hate to say it, but when Tommy Edman's batting ninth, I got to give them the nod at the moment. And I don't know that's just the way it goes.
I don't know that on paper that's ever really been in question.
No, right. I know, but right. But saying it out loud to yourself and saying, you know what, just admit it. They have a deeper lineup.
Right now, I think there's I don't know that you can argue that.
Yeah.
I think that's accurate. And so that just makes it more incumbent that they are able to take care of business in those areas, right?
Agreed.
In those areas of the lineup.
Yeah.
New day today, get a chance to bounce back. Kolek gets to go. They had somebody listed different than actually who's starting. Who did I have down there? I think it's Dreyer that I think is going to end up starting for.
According to baseball lineups, it's still that famous left slash right-hander TBD.
Oh, no.
I saw Emmett Sheehan tomorrow.
Yeah. Dave Roberts is making us all guess, you know.
This is Wednesday. I'm looking at Wednesday. You're right.
Yeah. Thanks, Dave.
Let me scramble over here. Yes, Vasquez versus, TBD, but I'm pretty sure it's going to be Jack Dreyer.
I love Dave. I love you, Dave, but just tell me your pitcher. Come on. It's not the end of the world.
What about that whole song and dance last night while he's waiting for the pitcher to warm up, and then all of a sudden he emerges from the dugout after like a minute and a half?
Totally legal. Totally legal. Every manager in the history of the sport does it.
Everybody in the building knew what was happening. It wasn't like it was a surprise. You just want to hate.
He does.
Just want to be mad, I should say.
I never really disliked Dave Roberts until like the last couple years. The sinister sling from last year was not cool.
Sinister sling.
Anyway.
We got to go to break. Sinister sling is that's good work right there. All right, let's get to break. More Gwynn and Chris on the other side. Dave Vassay will join us later in the 2 o'clock hour, but more of Dodger Padre when we come.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection. Because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today. And live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North convenience stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
Back.
All right, Gwen and Chris underway and happy to be underway. 2:17 is the time. Hope everybody's having a better day than I did out there.
What did you shoot?
8 golf balls. I stopped. I withdrew. You know how when you see on
it was
the,
that bad?
Yeah, last two holes I didn't finish. I picked up my ball, both holes.
Oh, man.
I was just tired of it. I couldn't do it anymore. It was just so bad. And the funny thing is you've been over here to Riverwalk.
Yeah.
The 9th hole, picture it. Over the berm, par 5.
Yes.
500 some odd yards.
Yes,
one of the hardest holes.
Coming back towards the clubhouse?
Right. One of the hardest holes I've ever played.
Really?
I birdied that hole.
But you messed up everything else.
Every other hole was a complete disaster.
So. How do you play on that one hole with the all the water that's kind of near the freeway, near the 8? You know, it's a par 4, and it has a bunch of water on the right, and you can try to drive the green?
Oh, I'd never drive the green on that.
Oh, okay.
No, sir.
I was just wondering if you tried.
Especially not today. But, you know, you lose 8 golf balls in 18 holes. I don't know how you can do a whole lot worse. It was pathetic. So... I don't know. I don't ever want to talk about it again.
Okay. You keep bringing it up.
I know, because I want everybody else to feel better about their day out there, whatever's going on in their world. Anyway, Tony, well, let me update on the College World Series. First of all, LSU beat UCLA earlier. They finished a game from yesterday, rained out game. So LSU 9-5. They go to the winner's bracket, UCLA back to the loser's bracket. And then we've got an elimination game right now. Louisville leading Oregon State 6-3.
Louisville
ahead of OSU. Oregon State 6-3. They're in the 8th. So Oregon State needs some late magic there to stay alive. The other winner's bracket team on the other side with LSU on this side is Coastal Carolina. They won yesterday, and they have currently a 25-game winning streak. I did not know that. So they're playing great. Got Arkansas still in there. They had the no-hit guy yesterday. Anyway, you're up to date on that. Stanley Cup tonight, Game 6. Florida can take home its second consecutive Stanley Cup if they beat the Edmonton Oilers, Game number 6 in Florida tonight. All right, Tony, here's what I want to talk about with the Padres. I don't want to go. We did last night's game. The Dodgers, look, they put it where the Padres weren't. They had a big inning, and, that was ball game. As it turned out, Padres missed some chances early, and 1-for-8 RISP. And that has been kind of their RIP this year when they haven't.
Bugaboo.
Yeah, when they haven't done RISP. So tonight, Vasquez pitches against the Dodgers, and I think you know what I'm going to ask you. But
do they have as tight of a leash on them as they
yes,
do
Yes, and I don't know that they can. But will they? Because, they took him right out last week as soon as Ohtani came up for the third time. Can they even afford to do that where they're sitting right now? And we'll find out when they get to that point tonight. But
I was ready for you to ask this question.
I know.
Because you asked it the last time, and you asked this question last week, I believe.
Right.
Do you think that they'll do this again? And I think my answer remains the same, is that that start, and as well as he did, will have an impact on the decision that is made today, as well as how he's throwing the ball today, the type of command, as well as how the guys in the bullpen are feeling. And so it's going to be a gumbo pot of all of that, and my gut is if he's throwing the ball as well as he did last time, that they probably will stick with him a little bit longer.
That is my gut. It's my gut, too, because I think he earned it if he's able to bounce back with another good one. I think he's earned a chance to get, you know, to get those guys again. Now, the Dodgers do present a unique challenge. And for those who say, should you really bat your best hitters 1-2-3? Well, this is your answer to that question, right? Because if Ohtani and Betts and Freeman hit 4-5-6 the way, you know, sluggers and stars used to, that would give Vasquez another inning or so to work before he has to face them again. So the Dodgers put these guys right up front, and, you know, they put the stress on you, probably unlike any other team. But, you know, Vasquez really pitched well last week. I hope he can do it again tonight, and we'll see. Now, the other thing I think you want to do if you're Mike Schilt is you want to make, if you want to be leading again, of course, or a leading, but you want to get Suarez back up on the horse as soon as possible, too. Correct? Don't want that to linger too long. So you'd like to have a save opportunity tonight.
I think you want to, but I don't think that it's that much of a worry. I don't think Suarez is the type of personality that is, like, lingering on anything. He barely seems like he's alive a lot of times.
He does seem very calm.
Hey, Robert, how'd you feel? Did you sleep well Saturday night? Huh?
He seems so calm that he doesn't seem like that type of person. Pointing back to last night's game,
it
really was just the one inning. Because as we sat here and we were talking about the contribution that was had, those three guys were really two and some change, right? Because Betts had an RBI, but Ohtani was on base three of the five times that he came up, and Mookie knocked him in once. After that, it was that fourth inning, and Muncy, who hits sixth, Will Smith, who hits fifth, Teoscar Hernandez, who hits fourth, like one through six did the majority of the work. Now, Paez had the double. He came around to score twice. So you see, they're getting the production at the bottom. Now, that being said, before the series against the Padres at home, their bottom of the line wasn't doing anything either. And so you just hope that the somebody can get something going to kind of help carry the lineup over. Because I tell you what, Mr. Tatis Jr. is starting to look like himself again.
Two more hits.
That's a big deal. Because eventually, as I said the other day, he can't get back to the explosive Tati that was homering and slugging and doing everything until he goes through this process where he's seeing the ball well, he's taking his walks, he's hitting the ball the other way. All that is just a precursor to the huge type of months that he can have. So hopefully we continue to keep seeing that for him, because I feel like if he continues to do that, the offense will start to do its thing.
Yeah, but talking about the bottom of the lineup is, you know, it's important too. 0 for 14 last night with just one walk. At the bottom of the order, that's anybody after Bogarts. So you got to have a little contribution there. The Dodgers did get it last night. That, too, was the difference in the game. Did I really see, and I don't know that I'm leaving enough time for this. I don't like when I bring something like this up right at the end of the hour. Did I really see a tweet the other day that seemed kind of legit, but I want to make sure, where Will Smith and Manny Machado had an exchange during the game last week in San Diego, where Manny struck out on a pitch that he didn't like, and he turned to the umpire and he said, "That's outside." And Will Smith said back to Manny, "Yes, just like your chances to win the division."
No, that's the fake post.
Oh, was it fake?
You got it. I got to say, the fake post, I almost fell for one yesterday, too.
Woo.
Like, when it said Rafael Devers was like, "I'm a Giant now and I'm ready to play first base." And I had to, like...
Oh, that was another one that was fake?
It's called Fakes, MLB on Facts. And so people get it, They said,
They got
so is your shot at ever winning the division.
So is your shot to ever win the division. I knew Will Smith couldn't be that quick. I knew Will Smith wasn't that quick.
He fell for that. That's
he might have been quick on the you're Mr. Irrelevant line, but I'm not giving him two of those. Come on, Will.
Oh, did you guys hear about the Páez dig that Manny had last night after Páez was mad he got hit by Dylan Cease? He said, paraphrasing, but Manny said, there's some bigger dogs in that lineup that we can hit. If
did
we want
Manny
to
say it?
No, he did say it. Like, that is true. He did say that.
He definitely he folded it nicely in a blanket of niceness around it, but he definitely got it in there.
Can I congratulate? Go ahead. Sorry, Tony.
I'm definitely going to ask Vasse about that too when he comes on.
He'll be on shortly. I also want to congratulate our broadcaster on the TV side last night, who, when Páez reacted the way he did, our broadcaster said, if he's really mad, he's really not paying very close attention to what's going on in this ball game. And I believe that guy is on the air with us right now.
I was going to say, was that Don?
No, it was not.
I know.
Look, it wasn't a cheap shot. It was accurate.
It wasn't.
That's not a cheap shot.
No,
that's
I didn't
accurate.
Say it was. I didn't
There's
say
no,
it was.
No, I know you didn't, but I'm sticking up for Tony here because Páez, he had to just, for whatever reason, blow a fuse.
He said later that his
no
emotions way. Got he the better of him.
Yeah, he definitely
no
said he
that...
shouldn't have reacted
okay,
that way.
Good.
I give
yeah,
him
he
his,
took
give
it back. He kind
okay.
of backtracked a little
All right,
bit.
Well, then we'll let him off the hook for now.
Although Cease is like, why would you think I'm
yes,
throwing
I,
at
yes,
you?
Yes, I want to put more guys. I want to put more guys on the base pass after you guys hung five on me. Yeah, this is exactly what I want to do.
Yeah. All right.
So,
Tony was on it last night.
Let's get to break. Dave Vasse, my guy, Dodger reporter, joins us next to talk a little bit about game one and what's ahead for the rest of these three games between these two teams. More Gwen and Chris on the other side.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
It is me, isn't it? 2:34 on the clock. Tony Gwynn Jr., Chris Ello, Matthew Scraby. Padres game 2-7-10. Randy Vasquez versus question mark.
It's not TBD. Sour anymore?
It is, but they haven't announced it yet, so we can't specifically announce it. I'm pretty sure that's who it's going to be. Nonetheless, to get a chance to kind of get back, get some get back here today, Dave Vasse will join us here shortly. Listen, I'm not privy to the chat while I'm on the road. I'm really not privy to it when I'm at home either. But Scraby is being pressed by.
He's getting a little bit testy over there. Scraby
he is. And it's spilling out at us. So I figured that we should just address.
Yeah, let's
this
just calm the fans down, please.
I don't even want to give it the credence of saying fans. You know, like there's a lot of people. It might just be one or two or three of you guys out there. If you indeed think we should take you seriously, there's no way you could possibly be thinking that the Padres are sellers four games out of the division. Under no circumstance.
But there could be seven by the end of the week, Tony.
Then it's seven at the end of the week in June. I mean, so what? I can't take that seriously at all.
Can we just respond to those who think the Padres should be sellers with John Kruk, who said when the Phillies were
we don't, but
I'll do my best, John Kruk.
Okay.
I don't know how in the world we'll ever make up four games with 102 to go.
That's pretty spot on, actually.
You could even make that seven with 102 to go.
Yeah.
I mean, it's still the same exact thing.
Well, you know, the thing, it's the same thing I'm going to say to you people Saturday night who gave up on the season. Then what did you even tune in last night for? Like, you've already given up. Don't tell me, you know, well, I give up on the season, but I'll be watching every game. What for?
Right. Here, give me a here. I'm going to try to give a reasoning as to why they're sellers or could be sellers. Because
we need to define what sell is.
Sell meaning part with some of their players that are going to go into free agency. Dylan Cease, Michael King.
Okay, so Dylan Cease and
Robert
Michael
Suarez,
King.
Because there's a contract option on there. They're not saying to trade those guys, but they are saying, like, do we get to a certain point where we're not going to need those guys? And that's way, way far off. But they're not going to get, in return, anyone that's going to help the team now. So it doesn't make sense.
But anybody that's even bringing up the word sell might as well go back to Saturday night and climb off the bandwagon with all the people who jumped Saturday night when Suarez gave up the five runs.
Is that what happened?
Sure. Yeah, I mean, it's over. It's done. We're going to be lucky to finish fourth.
I got
to
say, I was pretty angry.
We have too many injuries. We have nobody left. I mean, we can't win a game. We can't hit. Our manager stinks.
It's a hysteria.
I mean, it was a hysteria after that loss Saturday night. And yeah. I imagine, you know, you got people like, you know, already saying today, well, they lost to the Dodgers last night. So I guess that means they've already lost all four games in the series.
Pack it in, guys. Let's go home.
I challenge people who are taking things right now and thinking that they're going to be bad for the rest of the season. I challenge everybody to go week by week. Not day by day anymore, because that's not helping anything. Week by week.
Save your breath, Matthew. We've led everybody down this path. And again, it's not even we are talking to you're voicing for too many people. It's just a couple. You know what I'm saying?
You know, I hear more people tell me this stuff and I just don't bring it up because I know the reaction I'll get.
They tell you
that
they should be sellers?
I have a lot of people worried out there.
That's not what I asked you. Worry is fine.
Okay.
I think worry's normal. Sellers, though, in June?
Okay, when you put it like that, there's less people wanting to be sellers than they are worried.
We should give Robert Suarez away to fortify the prospects.
I can't be mad at worried. Worried is I think, a normal fan trait.
Yes.
I think that's what fanatics do. So,
I mean, what are they, 39 and 32 now?
Yeah.
Yes.
Despicable.
I mean, they are creeping towards 500.
Despicable.
Creepy.
Listen, dude, listen. Sometimes I feel like you try to disguise yourself as not being one of these people. But then you say stuff like that makes me think that you are one of these people.
Cleveland Guardians are 500. Should they pack it in, you think?
They have a different division.
Texas Rangers, 500.
Different division. Different division.
Pack it
in. It doesn't matter. We already talked about why does the division matter? We don't expect to win the division anyway.
All right, while you're yelling at me, I'm going to call our guest.
I'm yelling at you because you're representing them.
Yeah. I can. Yeah, I like, it's my job to argue for the fans. So,
well, you first agree with this. That is not how you couched this to begin with. Now you're arguing for him. You were frustrated with him. And then as we started to have the discussion, I don't know if you like morphed and realized, you know what?
I think they're actually right.
Yeah, I am this. It was really weird how this whole thing started and where you got to. But
Are all the people talking about us being sellers, can they even read? Because if they could read, they would make the note, at least a mental note, that if the playoffs started today, the Padres would be in them.
No, we're packing it in now. Now.
Yeah, why wait till we fall out of contention? Let's quit before then.
Let's do it right now.
Yeah, they're in the playoffs as we speak today. I don't get how you can even think that we should be sellers.
I'm not selling.
Dude, they won't be there long,
you're
Chris.
You're getting closer, Scrabe.
I am not selling. But I did do pre and post in 2021 when they had a 10-game lead in the wild card, and they slowly backed up on that.
Yes, and there's been years where teams have been 10 games behind in the wild card, and they've made it. All of those things are true.
Let's get to our one of my favorite guests, Dave.
Well,
Dave's
very nice to come on since the Dodgers are playing such a crappy team here this week. Thanks, Dave. Appreciate you putting up with it.
Free your post game host, Dave Vasse. Dave, how are you, my friend?
I'm doing great. I thought you were going to say thanks a lot for coming on because Tony is part of the show.
No, Tony's our guy. We're going to stick up for him. But I know that, you know,
Tony's one of the nicest guys you'll ever meet anywhere. And I'm always trying to see whether or not I can get him to snap, but he never snaps. That's how great of a guy he is.
Dave is an antagonist. He likes to try to like needle you and get you to react to things.
Dave,
and I'm not going to give him the time of day.
Don't give him the time of day, but you should introduce Dave to Scraby because Scraby has mastered being able to get Tony to snap.
Tony and I have had a couple shouting matches during a commercial break.
Yeah, he's mastered it, Dave. So it can happen, believe it or not.
Wow. Dave, we'll get to that later. I want to know. In terms of Shohei yesterday, he went out there. Padres, they got to him in that first. He was able to kind of settle in. Was that kind of what they were looking for in that out of that start from Shohei?
Yeah, and it was starting to get a little dicey because the pitch count was getting up there, 28 pitches in the first inning. And I asked Dave Roberts whether or not Ohtani's pitch limit was getting to the max at that point in time, and he said, the last batter he was going to let him face was Xander Bogaerts, and his limit was 30 pitches. So that first inning was not 1-2-3 like everybody at Dodger Stadium was expecting, unfairly. So there were limits to how far he was going to go.
Dave, again, the Dodgers, they did it, you know, last night, the bullpen. Kasparis has been an incredibly valuable pitcher for this squad, giving you 4-plus innings and helping the bullpen get through. Now, what do they do the next two nights? What do you expect? And how much longer can the Dodgers get away with this, you know, bullpen night, almost after bullpen night? That's a little unheard of, actually, at this point.
Right, and they can't do that unless they have a pitcher like Ben Kasparis, who, to me, has been the most valuable pitcher on the Dodgers staff this entire year. If you look at it, he's thrown more innings than any other National League reliever. He's come in, he's been a reliever, a high leverage reliever, a bulk innings reliever. They even had him start a game. So he's just been able to adapt and be really good at adapting. Tonight, a bullpen game. Tomorrow, Emmett Sheehan is going to make his first start in a couple of years after coming back from Tommy John surgery. So that's been part of the reason why the Dodgers bullpen has been taxed as much as it has, because they have such a thin starting rotation and have had to plug in guys and bullpen games in between Yamamoto and Dustin May. But things are starting to look better for the Dodgers because Blake Snell and Tyler Glasnow look like they're going to be ready right after the All-Star break. They got Kershaw back, who just pitched 7 scoreless innings. So things are starting to look better. But like I said, Ben Kasparis and Jack Dreyer, they have been invaluable to the Dodgers piecing this together.
Yeah, Dave, I got to ask you, man, what's up with your boy Andy Páez? I mean, he gets plunked in the – he gets plunked on a, what seemed to be, you know, an accidental fastball or breaking ball or whatever it was he got hit with. He seemed to take exception with it. After the game, I will say that he thought his emotions got the better of him. He doesn't really think that was done on purpose, does he?
At the time he did, Tony. He's okay. A fiery guy. He's got a lot of edge, big chip on his shoulder, which you could understand. But, yeah, I mean, I didn't believe a yogi like Dylan Cease would purposely plunk him. I think it was pretty obvious in that inning that he just didn't have well, that's what he does, right? He's a big yoga guy, 84 yeah, poses is. And yoga, all that stuff. he's a very peaceful man, very peaceful man. I don't see him intentionally hitting any hitter, but he just lost command of his slider and his pitches in that inning. And look, Páez is edgy. I like the edge.
Talk a little bit of Dave Assay is with us, radio host, pre and post for the Dodgers and covers the Dodgers. Talk a little bit about the dynamic of maybe the big three, not counting Shohei. Where do Freddie Freeman and Mookie Betts fit in terms of leadership on this squad, and how do they divide all that stuff up?
Yeah, it's not just one guy, like you said. There's a few different guys that kind of lead the way. Mookie is somewhat embraced being kind of the team spokesman along with Freddie Freeman. Freddie is, a pro's pro. I mean, he could have played when Tony's dad was playing. I mean, that's how big of a throwback he is, not just by valuing batting average and hits and playing every day, but just the way he conducts himself in the clubhouse, off the field, all that. Teoscar Hernandez, to me, is one of the most inclusive teammates I've ever seen around the Dodgers. I mean, he brought throwing the sunflower seeds out there. He brings a ferocity, a never give up on a game type of attitude. He has such a joy to play the game of baseball and a gratitude towards it. So there's a combination of different guys that do different things to make this all work.
Dave Vassay joins us here. And look, these two teams have mixed it up pretty tight through the first five games of these, or four games of these guys kind of playing each other. I'm curious to know how you feel about the schedule. I mean, the Padres will play the Dodgers twice in June. I think they have a couple more series in August, but then no matchup in September at all. This seems to be like malpractice by the MLB, not having these two teams matching up in September.
Yeah, I don't like it at all, Tony. For whatever reason, the schedule makers were not very good this year because the Dodgers and Padres just barely started seeing each other last week, first time this season, and now they're playing a four-game series a week later. The Dodgers were in St. Louis before they arrived in San Diego, and the Cardinals were telling us that they hadn't seen the Cubs yet. So I just hope Major League Baseball realizes how much you have to value the importance of these division rivalries. Already you've taken away one or two extra series because of this so-called balanced schedule. But
right.
I just hope it's not trending towards something that I don't believe we would all love. As far as trying to devalue 162 games, it's still got to matter. And playing within your division has got to matter, especially down the stretch.
Dave Assay from the Dodgers radio with us here. Padres-Dodgers tonight on our Padre radio, 97.3 The Fan, 7:10 at Dodger Stadium. Dave, me personally, this is why I wanted to ask about Betts and Freeman. I've even started to come around on Muncy, far as his being a pro's pro and a gamer. It took me a little longer to like Muncy. The other guys are like, here's a guy I don't like yet, and I want you to defend him or just tell me a little bit more about him because I don't know him. But Will Smith has said a few things publicly that have rubbed Padre fans the wrong way. Whether he's meant to or not, I don't know. His Mr. Irrelevant comment on Profar last year has carried over to a certain extent. He was then asked last week about the Dodger Padres and whether these games meant anything, and he flatly said absolutely not, despite the fact, we know these games are meaning a little more, the way they're managing, et cetera. Tell me a little bit about Will Smith and make me feel a little better about him if you can.
Well, I was the one that asked him about Profar and everything that happened last year.
Okay.
And then the guy, his teammate said I baited him into that comment, which I did not.
Oh, brother. Okay, yeah, right.
And I guess he proved out to be true because Jerickson Profar is, again, Mr. Irrelevant. He's not even playing because of PED suspension.
Right.
So in some ways, Will Smith was ahead of his time foreshadowing the irrelevance of Jerickson Profar this season.
Yeah, okay.
But as far as the guy goes, he's one of the most vanilla interviews you will ever encounter. And that's part of the reason why he's so good when there's runners in scoring position or the game is on the line. That's his personality. He never puts an overemphasis on any at bat.
Yeah.
And it, okay. Tony knows this. It, you know, that's the type of personality, that cool blooded type of guy you want at the plate. And that's the way he lives his life. By the way, a really good golfer as well.
Yeah, great.
Man.
Great to hear on it, especially today.
How does that
Scraby
feel, Chris?
Not up. Good today. Not the way I hit him today. I don't want to hear that today.
Dave, obviously, you talked about the rotation and those guys getting healthy. I mean, in terms of Ohtani moving forward, what does it look like for him pitching-wise? Is he going to now hop into the rotation every fifth day? Like, how does this look? How does this play out moving forward? Or do the Dodgers actually know? Is Ohtani actually the one that's making the calls on this?
Ohtani and the Dodgers have mapped out a schedule, along with Dr. Neil Eletrosh, who performed the surgery. He's been very involved in the rehab process. And what it's going to be, Tony, is like it was with the Angels. He's pitching once a week. And when he pitches once a week, it's going to build up slowly. As Dr. Eletrosh put it to me last night, he's still in the final stages of rehab. They're just doing it in games now because it just didn't make sense to do what they did in San Diego last week where, you know, he's throwing three simulated innings, cooling down, then having to play a game as the DH. This allows him to stay hot and really lends itself to his two-way uniqueness. So once a week, and the next time he's out there, probably two, maybe three innings if he's efficient. And by the time the post All-Star break starts happen, he'll be built up. That's what they were planning all along, but now they've just changed the method to have him finish the rehabbing games.
Great stuff, Dave. As always, man. I will catch you in a couple hours. Appreciate you coming on, spending some time with us, buddy.
Tony Gwynn Jr. is one of the most favorite people I've ever met. Just a great guy, heart of gold.
Hey, Dave, I'm going to send...
He pointed out that I had ashy elbows last week, and I needed lotion. So now I'm very self-conscious about that.
Well, Dave, if you want to get back at him, I'm going to have Mr. Scraby get in touch with you. He'll give you some tips. There's some, you can find some openings on Tony. We'll help you out with that.
I need some tips.
Okay, they're coming your way.
Thanks, Dave. Appreciate you, brother. Dave has a Padres, Dodgers pre and post reporter, and his elbows were ashy. I mean, you could have struck a match on them bad boys, and they would have, that thing would have went on fire.
You know, that hits close to home because my elbows get a little ashy from time to time if I'm not, you know, taking care of it.
You gotta moisturize, dog. Gotta moisturize.
I have been lately.
His elbows just sucked up that lotion. It was so dry. It was good.
It sucked up that lotion.
let's get to break. Got a couple seconds, I think, before the music kicks in.
Moisturizer.
Moisturizer. Let's just talk
I hate
about
the, it. Well, let's just say the moisturizer rubs me the wrong way.
Oh,
wait,
my.
I didn't say moist. I said moisturizer. That's
I know.
Like
I said
the
moisturizer. I no, don't like it.
No, he went the other way with that, Tony.
Let's go to break. 3 o'clock hour. All you degenerates, stay tuned. It's coming your way next.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.